Last year, Governor Doyle approved a change in the law allowing people to petition a judge to expunge criminal records for nonviolent crimes committed before the age of 25. This year, there's an effort to allow expungement of cases that ended in acquittal or where charges were dismissed. Attorney Tim Costello represents employers when they're accused of discriminating against job applicants based on their past crimes. He says employers wouldn't oppose such a change.
For an employer's perspective, if somebody is acquitted or the charge is just dismissed, it's a non-event. So if we lost that information, we shouldn't have it anyways. We don't use it.
But anecdotal information indicates some businesses do use the state's online court records known as CCAP simply to find the applicant's name and don't bother to read further to see how the case ended. Last year, the State Employee Relations Division handled 316 complaints from people claiming they were fired or denied employment based on their past crimes. Only 67 of those cases ever went to trial. Costello says most employers use the records responsibly.
If you get convicted of underage drinking in Madison on State Street, and if you went to CCAP right now, you'd see a lot of those. I find it hard to believe that an employer would use that against somebody when they come and apply after they graduate from UW-Madison. But there's far more serious stuff out there that employers need to know about.
The effort to expand the ability of people to have acquittal records removed from public view faces stiff opposition from journalists and some prosecutors who say once a record is made, it should remain in the public domain. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.